Forbes. Riema Kamona. Her Excellency, the First Lady of Trinidad and Tobago, patron of the Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association, I feel honored and privileged to pen the foreword for this book, this labor of selfless love being published by the Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association, TTBWA. I am a strong advocate and supporter for the inalienable rights of the differently abled. As patron, I must congratulate the Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association for staying this arduous course for some 100 years, providing critical support and assistance to those persons who are visually impaired in our society. It has been a battle against marginalization, voicelessness and social isolation. This book traces the first 100 years of existence of the association, highlighting its achievements, successes and continuing challenges over the years. Many of those continuing challenges are infrastructural and institutional, but perhaps the greatest challenge of all is to change the mindset of many citizens that a visually impaired person is incapable of holding his or her own, especially in the working environment. The person who is visually impaired does not want charity or alms, but rather equality on the field of play. What is required are opportunities of equality and genuine inclusivity. In this regard, I entreat corporate Trinidad and Tobago to engage in transformational corporate social responsibility by employing the visually impaired commensurate with their qualifications, abilities, competences and capacities. Corporate Trinidad and Tobago, together with public authorities, need to invest in user-friendly hardware, braille computers and multifunctional systems for the visually impaired as the technology is available and cost-effective. Employment and technology can work hand in hand in eradicating the disenfranchisement of the visually impaired in the workplace. As a society, there are many things that we can do to give a sense of social ownership to the visually impaired. For example, we can train our staff to be more compassionate and sensitive when a visually impaired person enters public or private buildings. There is no need to shout at the visually impaired, since their hearing is often superior to the average citizen. Audible street signals are now a necessity, and motorists must be made to be more vigilant, especially when the visually impaired are crossing the streets. Given the technological advances in the automobile industry, within the foreseeable future, visually impaired persons may well sooner rather than later have access to driverless cars. Visual impairment, though a challenge, should not be regarded as a barrier to personal success and growth, academically or holistically. The visually impaired must never give up on dreams and aspirations and remember, the only real disability in life is a negative attitude and mindset. As difficult as the task is, we must always look at the positive and strive for excellence in spite of our physical limitations. The world is replete with examples of those who have not only defied the odds, but conquered them. As a society, we need to embrace a philosophy of inclusivity whereby all members of our society are treated fairly, justly and with compassion. I wish to commend and congratulate the Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association, TTBWA, on 100 years of not only its existence, but its triumphs. I wish you all the success in your future endeavors and many more years of selfless and game-changing service. Riema Kamona, Her Excellency, the First Lady of Trinidad and Tobago, patron of the TTBWA. Honorable Kamla Passat Bissar, SC, MP, Prime Minister of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. On the occasion of the centenary celebrations of the Blind Welfare Association of Trinidad and Tobago, I am deeply honored to extend warm greetings and congratulations to the executive, management, staff, clients and supporters of the Blind Welfare Association of Trinidad and Tobago, on your centenary anniversary of service to the people of Trinidad and Tobago, in particular, our visually impaired citizens. As Prime Minister and former Minister of the People and Social Development, under whose mandate falls the responsibility of persons with disabilities, I commend and applaud the work of the association in creating increased awareness of the challenges and needs of the visually impaired in our society. My government prides itself on our people-centered approach to governance and development, as we have a very clear understanding that we need the skills and talents, experiences and expertise of all our citizens for sustained growth and prosperity. It is our view that our differently abled citizens are as equally important to the developmental process as the abled members of our society. In treating with your unique needs and in accommodating and advancing your talents and abilities, our communities and country may progress along a path of inclusivity and equality which elevates the social fabric of our nation. I recognize that there have been challenges to the full inclusion of the differently abled into our communities, but my government is committed to finding the solutions, in keeping with international best practices, to provide equal and inclusive services for our citizens with disabilities. Already on stream is our specialized bus service for persons with disabilities offered by the Public Transport Service Corporation, PTSC. It is for this reason that we continue to establish and encourage partnerships and close working relations with non-governmental organizations, such as the Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association, so that together we may achieve our goal of equality and inclusivity. History tells us that it was on May 18, 1914, through the pioneering efforts of Mr. James Alves, a native of then British Guiana who was himself visually impaired, that the Institute for the Blind was started with 6 students, under the tutelage of Mr. Alves, at the corner of Edward and Duke Streets in Port of Spain. A short while after its establishment, the Institute moved to 118 Duke Street. By an Act of Parliament in 1947, the Institute for the Blind was incorporated by the Government of Trinidad and Tobago and the organization was renamed the Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association. 100 years later, still headquartered at Duke Street, with branches in San Fernando and Tobago, the association records some 15,000 citizens of Trinidad and Tobago as being classified as legally blind. But through the guidance of the association and your services in mobility training, daily living training, braille reading and writing, vocational training, computer classes and the use of special speech software to name just a few, as well as advocacy programs and public lectures, you strive to bring independence to and acceptance of our visually impaired citizens. As you do your part, so too we as individuals and as a responsible and proactive government must do ours. While technology and changing attitudes to different abilities are affording our visually impaired citizens more access and acceptance within our communities, there is still much more to be done to achieve the vision of a truly inclusive nation. Therefore, we will work with our NGOs, our citizens with disabilities and the most vulnerable among us, to put words and compassion into action and to lift our nation, through collective human endeavor, to the heights of our humanity that will make us all proud. Once again, I sincerely congratulate and thank the association for your tremendous efforts to meet the needs of your clients, while promoting a culture of independence and self-sustainability and for reminding those of us with the ability to see of the necessity to actively preserve our sight. I assure you that my government will continue to partner with the Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association to expand the reach and scope of your services and to afford your organization the opportunity to fulfill its mandate to the visually impaired citizens of Trinidad and Tobago. The Honorable Kamlay Passat Bissar, SC, MP, Prime Minister of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. Claudette Papenet, President of the Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association. 100 years of existence in the history of any organization is indeed a magnificent accomplishment. To date, the Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association is honored to be included in this elite group. Within the pages of this book, the reader will embark upon a journey which traces the genesis of the association from the vision and perseverance of his founder, Mr. James Alves, a Guyanese-born gentleman who was blind. Through the liberal use of photographs, one will be able to vicariously share in the challenges, triumphs and achievements of the association as the years unfolded. The author also highlights the pivotal role of the association in the areas of education, training, rehabilitation, employment and even sports for persons who have visual challenges. The planned audiobook will complement this book for us, the blind and visually impaired. Finally, even as due recognition and acknowledgement are bestowed upon the past century, this must serve as a solid foundation for the future of the association for another 100 years. Claudette Papenet, President, TTBWA. Kenneth Seurat, Executive Officer, Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association. Blindness or visual impairment need not be an obstacle to success, and we should make every effort towards reducing blindness to a physical nuisance. I have been blind since age 14 and always had a visual impairment since birth. This did not prevent me from moving from making baskets to becoming the executive officer of this esteemed organization called the Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association. Also, I have been blessed with a wonderful family, and for all of that I thank Almighty God and all my friends and well-wishers who have supported me through the years. Reading this book took me back to many experiences that shaped my character and contributed to who I am today. Starting with the School for Blind Children, where I was educated and provided with all the necessary skill set to cope as a person who is blind in a challenging environment. Also, when employment was difficult for a person who is blind, this organization employed me since age 17 and gave me a sense of belonging. Today the world is moving towards making printed material accessible to persons who are blind, and as a result of this the technology is allowing me to function as any or better than those who went before me in this position. I am a user of text-to-speech and optical character recognition software, which ensures that printed material could be accessed by me in the absence of sighted help. This makes me realize that I am very fortunate and has ensured that I am supported to live a worthwhile life. It is very clear that the majority of people who are blind in Trinidad and Tobago have an extremely difficult time with everyday survival, let alone productive, employment and personal fulfillment, but we can be assured that we are better off today after 100 years of work for the blind in the Caribbean. We may not be where we ought to be, but as a people we must state the vision of what we want and establish the mission on how we're to get there. This book makes a major contribution to our understanding of blindness and its impact on individuals and society. It highlights the birth of a great institution and its history over the past 100 years. As we start another 100 years of providing quality services to persons who are blind or visually impaired, we can always look back on the pictures and information that is well documented in this book to draw inspiration and gain strength to keep us moving forward with purpose and determination towards making this beautiful country a place where all citizens can be proud to be called Trinbergonian. Kenneth Seurat, Executive Officer, TTBWA.